with actual facts. And our brother have gone right now, who's a teacher, to bring us actual facts. And so let us bring them on. Malcolm X Reloaded. Who killed Malcolm? Our brother, Mr. Abdul Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. I would like to greet you all with the greeting words of peace. We say it in the Arabic language of Assalamu alaikum. I would like to begin by thanking Minister Ismail Muhammad for the opportunity of coming over here today to share with you what we've learned as a result of following the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I would like to thank Minister Caleb Muhammad for having us over here, and I would like to thank you for having me over here to share with you what we've learned and researched on the life of one of our brothers, Malcolm X. So today we want to deal with this important topic which still affects the black community in 2005. Although Malcolm X was assassinated in 1965, right? 40 years ago, black people are still feeling the wounds of that assassination 40 years ago. And as Brother Minister said, most of us in the nation are not even 40 years old. Weren't even born when Malcolm X was assassinated, but it's convenient for the enemy to blame us for his assassination while the government goes free, right? Now, some of y'all are saying, y'all are always trying to blame the government. We're gonna deal with that in just a minute. There's enough blame to go around. But let's ask some critical questions, because we're dealing with everything today, everything that we have time to deal with, all right? Now, some of the questions we want to know. What was the lifestyle that Malcolm X lived before he joined the Nation of Islam? What kind of life did he live? Was the Honorable Elijah Muhammad jealous of Malcolm X? Because that's what you hear people say. That Elijah Muhammad got jealous of Malcolm, and that's why he had him killed. Did Elijah Muhammad order the FOI to assassinate Malcolm X? Did he give that order? Was Elijah Muhammad angry because Malcolm X found out about his domestic life? Is that why he was mad at Malcolm X? Did Malcolm X change after he went to Mecca? In 1964, did he all of a sudden see whites as his brothers? Now, do the Orthodox Muslims who claim Malcolm, because they claim him today, but you look and see, are they doing the work that Malcolm did when he was alive? When you go into the Arab store, how do they treat you? The brother and sister of Malcolm. They'll claim him, but are they doing the work that he was doing? Are they going after the drug dealers, the hustlers, the pimps, the gangbangers, the prostitutes? Are they going after them with the message of Islam to turn their life around? Or do they open up a store in the black community and sell you pig feet, sell you pork skins, sell you fat back, but won't even invite you to Jumu'ah prayer, but will close up shop, put the pig feet under the counter, right, and leave the shop and go do Jumu'ah? Are they doing the work of Malcolm? Now, was Elijah Muhammad a hypocrite against what he taught? Did he say one thing and do another thing? Y'all got these questions, right? Was or is Elijah Muhammad the messenger of Almighty God Allah? Was Malcolm X a hypocrite? What did Malcolm X accomplish while he was in the Nation of Islam? Was he the one responsible for building the nation? Did the nation have 100 members until Malcolm X joined? And then he increased the membership into the hundreds of thousands? Is that true? What type of relationship did the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Malcolm X share? What was their relationship? Because Malcolm X was in the Nation of Islam for about 12 years. And had a relationship with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad even while he was in prison. So what was that relationship? That's what we want to know. Now, we also